Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm so glad you're joining me on this journey of gentle motivation, because let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a never-ending to-do list. Ever get that feeling where you're just going through the motions, doing things out of obligation rather than genuine joy? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But here's the thing, finding activities that truly light you up, that bring a spark to your day, is not just about feeling good, it's about living a more fulfilling life. It's like rediscovering those hobbies you loved as a kid. Remember building Lego castles or losing yourself in a good book? Those were pure moments of joy, right? Well, guess what? You can tap back into that kind of magic, even amidst the hustle and bustle of adulting. Today we're diving deep into finding those meaningful activities that bring you joy. Let's get real about why this matters, how to unearth your passions, and most importantly, how to make time for them in a world that constantly demands our attention. First things first, remember this. There's no right or wrong answer when it comes to finding joy. It's not about checking off boxes or conforming to what society deems fun. It's about discovering what genuinely resonates with you, what ignites your soul. Think of it like a treasure hunt. You're searching for those hidden gems that make your heart sing. Next, let's talk about the power of curiosity. Ever notice how kids are naturally curious about everything? They explore, experiment, and dive headfirst into new experiences. Well, we can learn a lot from them. Embrace that sense of wonder, ask yourself, what if? Questions, and be open to trying new things, even if they seem a little out of your comfort zone. You never know what hidden talents or passions you might uncover. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Time management. We all have limited hours in a day, right? So how do we make space for joy? It starts with prioritizing. Think about it like this. If something truly matters to you, whether it's painting, writing, dancing, or simply spending quality time with loved ones, schedule it into your week just like any other important appointment. Treat those moments of joy as non-negotiable. Remember that small steps lead to big changes. Don't feel pressured to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start by incorporating one or two activities that bring you joy each week, and gradually build from there. Even 15 minutes a day can make a difference. Think of it like nurturing a little seedling. With consistent care and attention, it will grow into something beautiful. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins. Every time you choose to prioritize joy, every time you engage in an activity that brings you fulfillment, give yourself a pat on the back. Acknowledge your effort and enjoy the feeling of accomplishment. You deserve it. Speaking of celebrating wins, I want to share a quick story with you. A few months ago, I had this friend who was completely burnt out. She felt like she was just going through the motions, day after day. She didn't have any hobbies or interests outside of work. So, we talked about finding activities that spark joy, and she decided to dust off her old guitar. Turns out, she hadn't played since she was a teenager, but she loved it. Within weeks, she started playing every evening, composing her own songs, and even joining an open mic night. She told me it felt like she had rediscovered a part of herself she thought was lost forever. All right, let's recap. We talked about the importance of finding activities that bring you joy, how to tap into your curiosity, the power of prioritizing time, starting small, and celebrating those wins along the way. Remember, life is too short to spend it doing things you don't enjoy. Take the leap, explore your passions, and embrace the magic that comes with discovering what truly lights you up. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little reminder to chase their own joy. Leave a review if you're feeling generous, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag #DepressionToDrive. Until next time, keep moving forward and never stop chasing those bright sparks of joy.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.